Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency, rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. Here, 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, and today is April the 17th, 2017. We have a live show for you today. It is Monday. Monday, April the 17th, 2016, and just really thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show, and we haven't been on since last week. I just want to thank you all, and hope you all had a great weekend. For those of you that are celebrate the holidays, hopefully you had a great holiday week. I had a great, great week. Definitely needed to do it, and it was a lot going on in the world since then, but I'm pretty sure that you were all keeping up with it all. As I was somewhat, but was really just focusing on just spending time with family, so needed to do that. So we're back on air today and excited about that, because you are very, very important to us here at Tando Radio Show and Black Talk Radio Network. But to ensure that we continue to have this show, everyone, let's continue to give some of our donations to the Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought you to Black Talk Radio Network. And you could easily do that by going to the website for this network, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And there on the website, on the far right here margin, you'll see the icon for the donation prompt. Please hit that prompt and to give what it is that you can give to ensure that Black Talk Radio Network will be here in the future and will be on air. Very, very important. One second. Very, very important we do that, because especially for the times in the moment in history that we are in, it's so important that we have this network. So give some of your financial energy. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has established a social media outlet as well for you all. And you can easily do that by going to its social media outlet known as BTR Community. And it's there, but you can also find BTRCommunity.com as well. So give, be a part of that. It's only $24 a year for that, $24 a year, and you can support the network and engage in all of your social media activities right there. You can do all the postings that you do. You can actually promote yourself, your business, an event that you think is important, some articles or some things that's going on in the world that you think are important. It's just a social media network that was created for you. So let's engage it, let's support it, because it is ours and it's very, very important, especially in the coming future, that we have that, okay? So very important. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, and now is the time to be doing that, and you could do that in purchasing or exchanging your cash for real money and precious metals. You could do that at Prosperity Mint. That's Prosperity Mint. You could do that at, and that's ProsperityMint.com, ProsperityMint.com. Check out what's there in inventory, then email pack1@gmail.com, and that way Make sure you do that so someone can speak to you, I can speak to you, or someone can speak to you, or you could text me at 951-790-8330. Text me there. I will get to you, get back to you as soon as possible to make sure you are buying correctly and make sure you know the overall buying, the how to buy, and make sure you understand the buying process. You could do that there at Prosperity Mint. Give us a definitely will take care of you before the metals stop selling. And I do anticipate that is going to happen relatively soon, in the near future. So do what you can do, and we're going to have further shows about this, exclusively that, especially in today's what's going on now. Because in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, we are moving into the instead of the 96-hour margin call, we are in the 3-month margin call era. And I do anticipate some things to really go awry. And as I was saying on Friday, I had a presentation last October, 1 month before the celebrity figurehead presidential election, October the 7th. And I actually gave, in that tutorial, I named it The Reason for the Arc. And in The Reason for the Arc, I said that the war would start right around April. And I said it's very, very important for people to start to prepare themselves. This may be some of the last opportune times. And I mean opportune times because the price was going to be right in preparing. I think the prices now will start to go up. So it's never, you know, it's better late than never. But one of the things about being late is that the prices of things are going to go up. And that is going to put, you know, you can't really, you got to prepare when no one else is looking, and you really can't prepare when other people decide the need to prepare as well. If there's a mad rush if there's a mass rush by many people throughout the world for resources, believe me, you're not going to, likelihood of you getting it and acquiring it at measures that would be in your best interest are zero to none. Very, very important. This is just the plain, honest truth. And I'm going to have a real plain, honest truth call for you all. And I'm also going to reopen up the precious metals class and the preparedness class. I'll give you further information this week for that. And I definitely highly suggest that you all be a part of that. Those that haven't been a part of that, you need to be a part of that and to really tighten down what's going to be happening. And we're going to jump into what's in the news to just to express some of that. Okay, so let's get into, whoops, 1 second, did something wrong here. What did I do wrong? All right, there we go. Let's get into what's in the news. And we're going to go over to BTR community to do that. And the first story that we have there, and man, it's so much has been happening, but we're going to try to catch up. And at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give me a call. And the number is 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and hit **. We'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up and with your question or comments. So definitely, definitely engage in that, and we will be there to answer some of your calls, and because the dialogue is much more important, especially now. Do what you can, and we're going to try to get you as ready as possible for what's coming. And because what's coming is far more than just the overall system attacking you. What the system has created is going to be a real adversarial obstacle for many of us, particularly in our community. So we're going to get into that. So let's get into what's in the news. First article from What's in the News. This one comes from express.co.uk. It's a United Kingdom publication, a British publication, and it says North Korea to test missiles weekly as nation threatens all-out war with Donald Trump. Tensions has continued to escalate on the peninsula, Korean peninsula, that is, with heated rhetoric being bounced around back and forth between North Korea and the United States President Donald Trump tweets. He could have no choice but to act if disgrace country fails to halt its nuclear test program. So North Korea said that they now will start to do testing weekly. They did a test on Sunday an early Sunday, late Saturday, and for those of us in the United States, so-called United States will soon be the untied states of America. They did a missile launch on the over the weekend after one of their national holidays, and the missile was destroyed once it took off. And there's a lot of speculation that that was done by cyber attack, and it was actually put into motion under the celebrity figurehead Obama administration, and the celebrity figurehead Trump administration just followed it out. So the overall the overall conveyance of the war has moved into the new battlefield because the war has already started. And believe me, what you can do in way of cyber attacks, most likely someone else on a sovereign governance standpoint can do it just as well. And it is a neutralizer. So I do anticipate some things happening here. So check out that article. Really good one to check out. We know we probably won't come back to this one, but it's something that you should know about. There's a bunch of stuff that we got to get to today. So, but anytime you'd like to jump in on the conversation, talk about anything from last week that I missed because we weren't on air, or anything that you would like to talk about, hit us up. Okay, next article comes from the Christian Truther. Says, the war horse continues. Trump now sending troops to Somalia. 7 countries in 5 years. That was exactly it. That's what the former general, Wesley, can't remember his last name, was told at the Pentagon when he was a general before he made a bid. I think he ran for president, too. And that's what he was told there. And this is definitely unfolding. A recent policy shift within the White House suggests that the U.S. is entering back into the war on the war path. With 100 days of Trump's in office, the president bombed Syria, not ISIS, but the government of Syria, brought America to the brink of war, is bringing America to the brink of war with North Korea, and now is sending more troops to Somalia. Ladies and gentlemen, we talked about this. We've been talking about this for a while. It's definitely here, and it's definitely expanding. I don't need to say that this is going to be happening anymore. You know it from listening to Tando Radio Show. We told you that these things are going to be happening and so much more. So let's be more diligent in our overall efforts, because this stuff is real. And it can have some adverse effects on you and your family and our overall community at large that you should be preparing for and you should be making ready for, so that you can seize on the opportunities that will be coming from this and actually give yourself a hedge of protection. So, so important. So check out that article. This is very true. Next article, my man Rod sent this. Your sperm could be used to fight cancer in women. And that was from Men's Health. Rod sent that. Big ups to my man Rod. Next one from Rise on Mail Online. Scientists discover HIV lives in 2 types of blood cells, not one. Check out that article. Next article, Rise sent this from the Salon. Saloon. Arrest of undocumented immigrants with no criminal record doubles under celebrity figurehead Trump. Yes, this overall war displacement and the overall where they're going to destabilize this so-called nation is growing. So check out that. The Globe, Rice put this one from the Globe and Mail. Looney gains on strong Chinese growth data, steady oil. So, so true. Next article, Rice put this one from Barron's. Trump says China not a currency manipulator. Here's why, because he needs China. And I firmly believe that he was told to say that after his meeting. The script that he was given, because I believe all of these governments in one big bed together, or one big fraternity together, but just for the sake of, for those of us that have graduated to that level of thinking, or has decided not to have that level of thinking, that's cool. I have it for a reason, and I'm pretty sure that you have it, you're thinking the way that you have it. And I just hope it's not because someone else told you that, or that's been the overall propaganda that you've been bombarded with throughout your whole adult life, or your young adult life, or whatever life stage that you're in, by mainstream media. And I firmly believe that all of these governments are in one big fraternity together, because the evidence proves that, and the truth is aligning that way, not the lies of manipulation. So Trump said that China is not a currency manipulator because he needs China. And I believe that China told him that he better stop saying that China is a currency manipulator. And that was the overall agreement that was made down in Mar-a-Lago from the celebrity figurehead standpoint. But it was much, much more than that. Next article, and we'll talk about that later. Next article, Rise posted this, over 1,000 Palestinian protesters in Israel stage hunger strike. Check out that article. Next article from Reuters. We want to learn Iraqi girls back at school after years under Islamic State. Check out that article. Next article posted this one. I posted this one from RT International. Multiple injuries, 21 arrests as pro and anti-Trump protesters clashed in Berkeley over the weekend. And I just wanted to say that this is all part of the destabilization program, ladies and gentlemen. At some point or some time, this is going to affect you. And these obstacles will be put before you. Next article, I posted this one from RT International as well. Former acting CIA chief says celebrity figurehead Donald Trump is making North Korea situation worse. And but that's his job. Former CIA, acting former CIA chief, your job was to say that. And but this is overall the overall plan. But from the plan scheme and scam, that's very true. This is only going to get worse. It says North Korea is causing global uncertainty, and the Asian stock market is the first to feel the pain. Tensions are running high around the world as North Korea continues to test weapons, nuclear weapons, and now former CIA chief says Donald Trump is making matters worse. Check out that article. Next article from RT International as well. Excuse me. Intensive punitive measures. Regional allies react to the U.S. end of patience on North Korea. Allies of the U.S. have joined Washington's saber-rattling towards Beijing against North Korea, as Vice President Mike Pence said America has run out of strategical patience towards North Korea. These words resonated in Japan, South Korea, both of which share the U.S. hardline stance on North Korea. And I just want to say this, isn't this kind of funny? Let me show you how this, in my opinion, why I see this stuff. And it's all a bunch of, we were somewhere in private conversations. I would use choice descriptive words. And this is all a bunch of crap, because you have so-called SEAL Team 6 that is down in South Korea maneuvering to go into North Korea to actually assassinate or decapitate the overall leadership of North Korea by way of all means necessary, including the assassination or the killing of the celebrity figurehead president of North Korea. Okay. All right, cool. But here's what's the problem. So you mean to tell me that the celebrity figurehead vice president is going to go to the DMZ in South Korea, in North Korea, in South Korea today and yesterday, and actually stand there, and there would be no action by North Korea at all? Why? Because it's all scripted, ladies and gentlemen. If this was a real fight, Pence couldn't take his butt over there and be within sniper's range from North Korea, when they've already said that they're going to decapitate, because if this was a real fight, North Korea would have already. But see, they're going to put our children, your children, our community children, men and women on the battlefield, because that's where their fight is going to be fought. Because a real fight is not made between there. This is all hogwash. And if you look at the evidence, there's no way in the world, if that was the case where you're on the brink of preemptive attacking North Korea, would they not take advantage of this opportunity? Now, why wouldn't they? Because what would they be in fear of? The U.S. military striking them? They're going to do that anyhow. See, this is all a lying game. It's all a setup, because the people that wage war don't fight war. The people that create laws are immune from laws, don't have to obey them. And the people that create debt don't have to pay it. They're going to get you to fight the war. They're going to get your children to fight the war. They're going to get our community to fight the war. They're going to get their slaves to do their bidding. That's why there was no engagement. That's why you can go there and show up there. Because it's all, as William Shakespeare or Francis Bacon said, all the world is a stage. And it's, we really need to be waking up to a lot of this stuff, this propaganda, and this, all of this crap. Because if not, it is only going to cause us to lose and to be sacrificed at someone else's benefit. Ridiculous. Now, I would say, you know, at some point, sometime, we got to stop being stupid. And I'm not talking about you, Tando Radio Show listeners, because you're absolutely looking at things. And what I mean by stupid, I'm talking about people that that they are so naive, they're purposely naive, and they know they are. They purposely dumb themselves down. That's stupidity. It's worse than being crazy in some instances. We've seen some crazy stuff over this weekend. Nothing compared. I mean, it could be worse, but stupidity is more dangerous than crazy. And so many of us throughout here and the rest of the world, we got to stop following these lines. It's stupid for us to have this blind faith that we have. It's stupid for us to believe this bull. It's stupid for us to dumb ourselves down. As my man Brother Braggs would say, to retard our thinking, to retract our ability to be self-sufficient and independent. That's what I said. We're retracting our ability. And everything about the great creator with the talents that you're getting, when you are given talents and you don't use them, you lose them. Because the great creator in the universe is not wasteful. You don't use it, that means you don't need it. You don't have it. So, very, very important. Check out that article. Next article. This one I posted from RT as well. China's economy grows 6.9% in quarter one, the strongest since 2015. The number one, they say the world's second largest economy. Stop, lie, it's the number one economy. It's been that way for a very long time. The world's second largest economy, China, has started 2017 with the strongest quarter performance in 18 months. Why is this so important, ladies and gentlemen? Because the U.S. is going in reverse for now. Oh, the U.S. is going to have a booming, booming economy, but you won't be able to benefit from it in the future. We'll talk about that as well. Next article from RT. Facebook murder victim family warns of fake GoFundMe page. The family of man fatally shot in the video that appeared to be a Facebook live broadcast, says several fake GoFundMe pages have been set up claiming to raise money and aid for the victim. The daughter of Robert Godwin, Godwin Sr. It's these fake GoFundMe people just, we have become what we had to endure on all sides of the fence. And that's why this perpetual insane cycle of violence, because this is really domestic violence. We are waging a domestic war against ourselves just to be comfortable for a fleeting moment. It's foolish. So make sure that if you're going to participate in the GoFundMe for the beautiful brother Robert, make sure it's going to the appropriate place. And we're going to talk about this today. So check out that article as well. Next article from the South China Morning Post, another U.S. takeover. Anbang Insurance bites the dust. Chinese insurance conglomerate Anbang one of the country's most active cross-border acquisitioners, may have given up on its U.S. $1.6 billion deal to take over U.S. annuities and life insurance from Fidelity. And let me, I'm not surprised, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you why. Because they know what's on the horizon, the collapse. They're going to wait to buy Fidelity on fire sale, which will be soon enough. Check out that article. Next article, South Sea of China Morning Post. China warns conflict could erupt any moment over North Korea. Yes, very true. And that was over the weekend, posted that one. Next article, very important article. Didn't come up as well, but so I'm going to pull this up so you can read it. And this comes from the South China Morning Post. How China investment boom changes the changing the face of Dubai. Excuse me, of Djibouti. Sorry about that. And I wanted to put this in, very, very important. And my commentary on this was, let me get back into it. My commentary, hopefully the continent of Africa and the nations of Africa won't trade one problem for another devil, or worse, become one themselves. And what do I mean by that? I think it's so important for the people of the world to stop allowing corporations and institutions and governmental seals and regalias of governments to continue to destroy the overall living standards and to enslave your overall intrinsic capabilities. I hope that the continent and the countries of Africa are not going to be trading one problem from being colonized and actually taken advantage of by the EU and the United States to allow China to come in and now do it with a smile and a shake of a hand, to where that later on they are going to be continued to exploit you, trading one problem for another devil that will turn into a devil in the future, which is already showing its face as now. Or worse, I hope that they haven't aligned themselves, which most likely they have from the sovereign government standpoint, to where they themselves will be the exploitors and the colonizers of the overall people, which is most likely what's happening. This is why you have the global governance of subjugation and enslavement. They are all equally worthless, ladies and gentlemen, because we are all equally worthless cowards throughout the world. So afraid to change. So afraid to do something. So afraid to stand on our own. So afraid to live. We've been so paralyzed by death, by the fear of what they tell you death is, which is a lie, that we're so afraid of that we become paralyzed to living. We don't live. So check out that article about Djibouti building its largest military base, and not only that, the expansion of countries that are running into Africa because of the debt-based economy being exploded and going to the collateral-based economy. Check out that article. Next article, this comes from The Rebel. When truth becomes irrelevant, what remains is power. And I said this story can be said as having major effects in our community as well. So, so true. At some point in some time, I'm going to come back to this story because it's just that important, in my opinion. Check out that article if you can in the interim. Next article from the Wall Street Journal. Trump gives general more freedom on ISIS fight. And let me tell you, to a general, every problem solution is a war. To a general and to the military, the only solutions to problems is wars. And that's what we definitely are going to have in a more expanded role and way. So check out that article. Next article. This one comes from the Salt Lake Tribune. China, Russia send ships after U.S. aircraft carriers. Check out that article. Next one from express.co.uk. spotted. Putin moves military forces to North Korean border as world prepares for war, and China is doing the absolute same as well. Next article from Reuters. The long road ahead for Made in America. The long, rough road ahead for Made in America. Well, I don't think it's going to be too long, and it's going to definitely be rough, ladies and gentlemen, because just like you have everything in your home made from China, pretty soon that will switch. It will not be as much made from China stuff. It will be made in the U.S. because the overall enslavement factories are going to be coming back here. All those jobs will be here. They won't be paying you a darn thing because your country will have gone into receivership and will gone into reparations for paying for the war reparations that it caused globally and the losing of the war. And they will steal your labor because of it. They will make you work to provide a standard of living for China, the ASEAN nation, the BRIC nations, and the other emerging economies. This is going to be the major surprise, and this is why that long road is going to be rough, but it's going to be made in America again. Believe me, you've been asking for it, and you're going to get it. But see, the thing is that you asked for it. You didn't create it. So when you didn't create and you ask, you get ownership. When you don't ask and you create, you get control, and they're going to be controlling what you ask for and giving you what you ask for, but they're going to control it, and they ain't going to pay you a darn thing. This is where we going after this war starts to move towards the downside of it all. Next article from Reuters. Hackers document shows NSA tools for breaching global money transfer systems. Hackers document shows NSA tools for breaching global money transfer system. Man, this whole cyber war thing is about to start to really get hot and heavy. These are the warning signs that they give you before they pull it. In New York, Lower Manhattan, the financial district, before they pulled World Trade Center number 7, they gave you the warning that we're about to blow it, we're about to pull it. And they told you to get your butt out the way. It's coming down. They're telling you the same thing now in so many different ways. Are you listening? Are you paying attention? Are you protecting yourself? Are you ready? So check out that article. Next article from Reuters. China's dilemma over North Korea on show at the border. And we'll talk about this today as well. Next article, Wall Street Banker Cohn moves Trump towards moderate policy. And I said, this is, read this article, ridiculous. This celebrity figurehead, Donald Trump, and I said the system always places narcissistic people in leadership roles because it grooms the masses to be dependent on the very system, which is destroying them. Just be a powerful you. You don't need any leaders. Leaders are narcissistic created characters that are put out in front of you for the overall benefit of the methodology and the objective of subjugation and enslavement. What leaders are. Why would you need a leader? By you looking for a leader, that means that you have to surrender your talents and abilities and in being sovereign and self-determining. You give up that gift and that give up that talent and those abilities that were given to you out of love, and you surrender it for the measure of power and control and hate and greed. Need no leader. Need you to lead yourself to sovereignty, independence, and self-determination, not freedom. Next article. This one comes from Women's Health. Five unusual ways to relieve stress that really works. And the last article, and this was, I put up the article from over this weekend where this gentleman went and downloaded him murdering an elderly gentleman over the weekend. I'm pretty sure you heard about it in Cleveland. We're going to talk about it and talk about what's going on in the world. We'd love to hear from you as well. And I want to give you some of my opinion about this and what I'm seeing. And the thing about this, the YouTube video that I posted there, I said, I just can't wrap my head around how sick these people are. Both the person in the video, the Steven character, and the one who uploaded it. The obvious is the insane killer. But notice the like and share. Shake my head. Like? Really, really? This is nuts. The individual that uploaded this had, make sure you like this and share and make sure and be aware. Being aware is the only thing that should have been said about this. Like this video? Like this stuff? Do you see what's happening? We are actually being, there is a psyops. There is a MK Ultra, a psychology that's being played against us, where we are living through the overall propaganda tools of media. Like this? How in the world could you like this? And how in the world could you, being any sane, any benevolent person, have the audacity to put that stuff up? Like this video? I mean, I was just like, it's really, for me, it's a measure of where the heck we are. We're in the hell that we created. Because we refuse to build heaven. We refuse to maintain the garden. We refuse to maintain the overall ecosystem economy where we have collective prudence. We refuse to do that, and we always want to walk into the prisons of the concrete jungle hell that man has created for our demise. We prefer it. They give you words like it's civilized and everything else. How can this world can be civilized where you would put on a video such as this? I didn't have a problem with you posting it. In a way, it's still a problem there. But then to ask for a like, crazy, crazy. So that was the last one. But next one, I posted this one and put it inside the overall thread. It was from a I think it was a South Korean paper, where, and I said, you right-click it, and you can see it in you translate, right-click the overall posting, and it'll go into English and hit the English part, and it says, U.S. is sending 3 aircraft carriers to the Korean Peninsula. So today's show, I wanted to say we're back on air. I want to just thank you. I missed you all. And the Today Show is poking the anthill. I can feel it in the air. And I posted Beanie Siegel's song, "Feel It in the." I can feel it in the air, because this, what is the energy and the frequency around us? It's so, such a low frequency. You should be able to feel what's in the air and what's coming. And I would actually ask you to raise your antenna, prepare for it all, because this is going to be a sick journey. But out of this, we can do some things that will be able to reverse and to bring back the prosperity that is being lost and has been lost and will continue to be lost until possibly the extinction level will be that where humanity, mankind, will be an endangered species. And it won't just be one set, it will be all of, because that's easier to control. That's where, in my opinion, we're going. So If you'd like to get in on the conversation, I'm going to jump in on today's show. And it's Poking the Anthill is the name of this show. I can feel it in the air. And I wanted to do that because I think what you saw over this weekend in Cleveland, one of the things that we've always talked about here on Tando Radio Show, the reason why you need to prepare, and it's been a while since we established a group called RDP, and in that we used to give classes on the weekend, but my schedule just got too busy to be doing it. And from RDP, Real Deal Preppers, and what we did, in we had a group inside, a private group, and we would share information. It's where I was able to meet, well, that's where my relationship with a lot of you all started. And if you remember, one of the things, one of the first, over 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, we started RDP. And one of the things that in our first conference that I still have, and I think one day I'm going to play it, said that one of the things that, or one of the first couple of ones, the first month or so, we used to do one a week. One of the things that I expressed is that the reason why you need to prepare is not because of the celebrity figurehead governments. They have a role in everything, yes. Are they a threat? Yes. But your everyday threat will not be coming from them. It will come from what they've created. Your everyday threat will be your neighbor that's not prepared. Your everyday threat will be your family member that's not prepared. Your everyday threat will be your friend that's not prepared. Your everyday threat will be you when you're not prepared for what's coming. And no, it's not the past 20, 30 years, the past years of your lives. In most instances, unless you have special circumstances, has not going to be what has been in the future. So it's difficult for you to see it with your physical eyes. It's difficult for you to believe it because it's an uncomfortable thing. But see, I put very, very little emphasis on what I believe, because if I believe something, that means I don't know something. But when I know something, I no longer believe it. I no longer believe it. So I put very, very little emphasis on that. And most people don't believe that things are going to change. Most people have what's known as normalcy bias. They have a bias to what's normal, and they think everything is going to be normal because it was normal yesterday. How schooled is that thinking? Yes, things may be okay today. They may be okay tomorrow. But the thing that is going to happen is there are going to be changes like there were in the past. Where will you be when those happen? And when you start to look at history and look at what creates these man-made changes, it's just like the weather. If you're able to predict the weather by technology with storms moving, and a lot of times they say the weatherman never gets it right, well, the thing is that most people never forget when you're wrong, and they never remember when you're right. And that's because that's a normal bias syndrome. That's because they don't think for their darn selves. People never forget when you're wrong, and they never remember when you're right. So it's important, because if you're looking at history, it's telling you things are going to be happening. But we only look at what they present to us in the measure of comfort. We don't want to read something that's boring. We don't want to research something that's boring. We want to just chill. And the reason why we got to just chill is because We are working at all stress level at its highest, trying to maintain our overall comfort slave engagement, known as our jobs, our relationships. It's amazing how we try to enslave one another as well. One of the things I always say that in the system teaches that nobody wants to be a slave, but everybody darn sure wants to have one. So it means that slavery will never end. Never end. Until we change it. We decide that it no longer needs to be living. We need to move on from it. And right now, the weather report is that there's going to be a storm, ladies and gentlemen. And that storm is going to be a pretty perfect one. One that comes around every 70 or 100 years and in intervals. And when it comes through, it's going to do major damage, especially to those that are prone to it. And believe me, we are so prone to it. One second, everyone. So, hopefully we are paying attention to it and realizing that it's something that we should be positioning ourselves for. And my man Tony sent me a text, and I'm going to read it real quick to you all, then we're going to jump into today's show. And how long ago was this? Yes, he says, as MLK Jr. said, the two most dangerous people is sincerely ignorant and consciously stupid. So true. That doesn't need to be us. We need to think anew. We need to create and get back to our talents and ability that was given to us out of a gift of love. And until we honor that, we won't be able to understand any true measures of love, because we don't know how to do it. We only know how to take. We develop an eye problem. So, want to jump in to today's show at any time, give us a call. Want to look at what's going on and get to talk about the overall move towards World War III that's going to lead to global nuclear war one. And this thing may jump off this global, and mind you that this isn't the first time, I always got to preface this by saying this isn't the first time that global, nuclear exchange has been used on this planet. That was not a nuclear exchange in World War II with the U.S. and Japan. That was one person dropping and one corporation dropping and the people catching the hellish fury of those flames and those radioactive isotopes. That's not an exchange. So this is nothing new. It's been done before. The evidence is there. The truth is there. And I would say it's time for us to get more closer to the truth, because it's where your sincerity begins and is rooted for all of us, me, you, your families, our community, so that we can move in a direction, reestablish our true heavens, and to be the great creators that we were given the talents to be. So, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. I want to talk about what's happening, and particularly first and foremost, what happened in Cleveland. I think that this is a PSYOPS program. I think that this is a part of the destabilization. And we talked about the purge, ladies and gentlemen. This is a part of the theatrical purge that is going to be played out. And there's a couple of reasons why I say that. Because we've been talking about this for over 3 years, that these are some of the things, and this is just the beginning. The true fruition of it, we've only talked about it to a certain point, and we've never gone into deep after the initial free fall, after the first rock is hit, what is coming after that, and it's going to be quite, quite damaging. And reason for you to position yourself and your family inside of your capabilities of your protection and your shield. So what happened in Cleveland, I think that that was a part of the ant hill being intentionally disturbed. And the reason being, poking the ant hill. Let me tell you why I think that's the case. Because the governments are in, even though they're in one big fraternity among themselves, within that fraternity, the minions fight among themselves for a position of power because they care nothing about. They know they're not trying to invoke any love. They don't know how to love. They only know the power of. They don't know the power of love. They only love power. And when you love power, you will do all forms of destructive things to maintain it. It makes you a psychopath. And you look for sociopaths. And you look for deranged people to be your minions. And these minions aren't even the decision makers, and they fight each other and they don't even realize it. The U.S. military fights its own self. The intelligence agency fights its own self. It's interdepartmental skirmishes. Because the objective is to win. And to be and to have the overall influence of power. And this is the drug that man has been passing on us for a very long time, to our own demise and destruction. And because of that, before you move into major global events, one of the things that the system likes to do with their corporations is to poke the anthills so that people will start to look at each other in a very violent engagement. This is why you have Berkeley going on. This is why you have the overall celebrity figureheads doing what they're doing and saying what they're saying and presenting themselves as something that they're truly not. And what they're truly not is that they're not in charge of a darn thing. And by poking the anthill, the corporations poke the anthill because they're going to be busy trying to be the last standing survivors after the global war starts so that they can harvest all of the power that will be gained from there. They will be killing themselves as well in this engagement, but they do it in a different form and in a different fashion. And they will be looking to control the people to give them leverage in this whole thing. And this is why the vestige I'm seeing now, we are in the poking the anthill stage. We've come out of the assassination stages, and now we're in the poking of the anthill. Because what they're going to do is that they're going to, if you ever seen an anthill, you go to it, kick it over, and all the ants come out. And they come out running and fierce, ready to do battle. That is what they're doing in creating that environment for people, so that you will be fighting your family, your neighbor, your friend, and the people around you, because you won't be able to focus on the true problem. This is the art of war, to cause the confusion so that you won't have the resolve to win a battle, because you'll never know who the enemy is. The enemy will become you. And one of the things that the corporations, or the so-called, as when I say the corporations, I'm talking about the governments, why they need to do that is because it's too many of you. So the key is the force multipliers to get you fighting among yourselves, and it's easier for them to just to control. Just to control. Because they give themselves the appearance that they're omnipotent and all-powerful when they're limited and small and feeble. But who's more feeble? Our overall sincere commitment to changing the world is what's feeble. Our free will is feeble. Fragile, weak, and cowardice. And I just hope that we change our direction before we lose far too much to realize that we've been had. Those of you that listen to Tando Radio Show, Black Talk Radio Network, you have come to that conclusion. And I thank you, and I'm proud, because you've made it a position to where there is great, great opportunity that will come to you and your family and our overall community because of that. Very, very important. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we're going to jump into what happened over the weekend in multiple fronts, and then we'll also jump into what's going on in the World War III scenario and global nuclear war jump off. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Give us a call. A dialogue is much more important than a monologue. And we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to jump right into the show. Would love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and hit star. What are you seeing? What are you noticing? And why is it important? These things are going to become a normal process of everyday life. Want you to be prepared. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses. Think you're muted, Dave.
Yep, I was, Scotty. Thank you, brother. Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, today is a Monday, April the 17th, 2017. Man, you know, we're a quarter way done with the year and two more months. It's half the year is gone. Flew by. It's just crazy. And I think that that's going to speed up as things start to unfold. So give us a call, 866-510-9025. And I wanted to jump into today's show. You know, I looked at what happened in Cleveland. And I look at the way in which it happened. And this is all, to me, a part of the overall plan. A psyops, in my opinion, definitely, for a lot of reasons. Some of them I will share with you. And this is one of the things that is going to be extremely powerful during the confusion stage, or the stage of destabilization. Social media is going to be used because it was created. You got to look at who created and what was the objective to create it. The objective of this was to develop a spider web that would be able to link every single person that the system would ever want to connect at any given time by them telling on them on their own selves from this standpoint, who they know, what they think, what's on their mind, what they're doing, where they are, what they're engaging in. See, they brought it off first as a little gossip and everything else because that was the hook. Then it went to this and went to that, and then now the hook has fully been swallowed. And now it's going to be where it's must-see reality. And it's false in everything that it's doing, but its intentions is sincere. And this is definitely something that we should be aware of. This is going to be propaganda. This is going to be destabilization that's going. And ladies and gentlemen, they're going to first indoctrinate you. One of the first things that they have to first get you to do is to notice and to give them, the system has to get you to give blind faith to them. The system has to get you to obey them. The system has to get you to oblige them. The system has to get you to give your energy to them for it to be relevant. If you don't give energy to it, it has no audience to perform. Exactly what we've done. And there's a curse that goes along with this spell. And I'm going to definitely get into it in today's call. We got Brother Davis on the line. So I'm going to go to Brother Davis, and then we'll jump into the call. So let's go to Brother Davis. Brother Davis, Brother Davis, welcome. And thank you so much, Brother Davis, for holding it down last week.
It's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Yes, it is.
Listen, man, I wanted to keep you people informed that when the right hand's moving, the left hand's doing moving too. Over the weekend, there was an appointment to the new recruitment, the head of the recruitment of the military. This is the first time it was a non-military person to head his position. His name is Ben. And his background is in sales. Are y'all hearing me?
What?
Let me bring some clarity. In sales, the responsibility is numbers. It's not about integrity, courage, virtue. It's about numbers. So when you do your due diligence, Google the over-the-weekend appointments by Donald Trump, and you'll see he appointed a head of the new recruitment management agency, has no military experience at all. His experience is in sales. Wake up, everybody. This is real. Brother Davis,
wow.
Looking forward to Wild Wednesday. Hey, Dave, brother, I'm going to get back in the back room and just listen, man. It's always good.
Okay. Listen up, Brother Davis. Wow. Thank you so much, Brother Davis, because I didn't see that. I didn't know that. I do know that they've reinstituted the Selective Service boards. It's one of the things that may be popping back up. Selective Service, for those of you, Brother Davis knows what that is. Scotty knows what that is. Some of you may not know what that is because you never had to deal with it in decades. It hasn't been around for a while. Selective Service, ladies and gentlemen, is the individuals that will decide if you're going to go off the war in the draft or not. And that Selective Service is the private where they go, and it's just like community people that they appoint. And then what happens is that if you get your letter, you're going to have to register for the draft. Many of you never had to do that. Because you may not be old enough, but in the past you would have to do that. And now the Selective Service, those would be the individuals from the communities that will be deciding if you're eligible to go to war. And let me tell you, they're going to have your daughters and our daughters there if they have their way. And Brother Davis just told you that, just made us aware that appointment was a civilian appointment and the person is in sales. You know why? Because they can sell it. They know the advertising tricks. They know all of the tricks to get the compulsive buyer and consumer to sacrifice their needs for their wants. Oh my goodness. This is what we expected is going to be coming up. I see my man Scotty is on the board. I didn't know if Scotty wanted to jump in and chime in. If you do, Scotty, go ahead and jump in.
Yeah, I was reading an article over the weekend that a bill did pass in the House to require women to sign up for the Selective Service Board. They have to sign up for it. It hasn't been signed into law yet. It still got to go through the Senate, but it did pass in the House. Now, the guy who introduced the bill said, actually voted against the bill. Now, he introduced the bill talking about, well, he's doing it because we need to have the conversation. Like, we can't have the conversation without you actually introducing a bill that ends up getting passed. So that's something.
Wow.
That's,
I'm going to try to find this. This is ridiculous. See, this is, and we buy this double talk nonsense because of blind faith. You hear what Scotty said? He said that he had to introduce it for the conversation. If you wanted to have a darn conversation about it, then go take your butt outside and talk to somebody about it.
Yeah, have some town hall meetings. Yeah, have some town hall meetings or something, you know?
Exactly. Introduction of a bill is just that. You're introducing a bill to become a law. And we buy this double talk from these celebrity figurehead people, and we don't see that they have never had your. They don't work for you. They're not scared of you. You at their beckoning.
I'm not.
And this is why politically correct is always morally wrong. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I'm not surprised if they hired a salesperson to get their recruiting numbers up. I mean, that just, you know, in a sick way, it makes sense. You have to be able to sell people on why they should join something. You know, nobody had to sell me on it. They got me through the poverty draft. You know, I don't want to say I come from a poor family because I was wanting for nothing. You know, if you got a roof over your head, eating every day, got clean clothes on your back, hey, I would say you rich. You know what I'm saying? You a rich person compared to so many others. So that does not surprise me that they will get a marketing person in there to try to, you know, increase, because they probably already projected how many people they gonna need for the wars that they planning 10, 20 years out, you know? And so, I mean, that's just really sad, man. And like I was telling my moms about it, you know, hey, go thank the feminists, because the feminists say that, hey, a woman can do anything a man can do. So now y'all get to go die on the battlefield just like any man.
And man, Scotty, it's so, I'm trying to find that bill. So important. And what Scotty said is absolutely true. And representative introduced bill requiring women to register for the draft. And this was, it was last week. Wow. And, you know, let me tell you, I'm going to tell you, and it's not bragging or anything else. The first time, the first person, the first people that you heard talking about that was what Scotty said, talking about the feminists and everything else, and I have nothing against women, our women. I have nothing against our women. But see, this is the thing. Feminists, come on, man. There are female animals. You're a woman. That's much, much, much more important than being in line with something else of a different species. You're a woman, and your overall importance as women goes beyond everything, and they put this divide between us by race, by gender. by socioeconomic standard, where all of us think that we, in so many different things, that we think that there's a caste system when all of us are looked at as human resources to the corporations. But see, we just not wise enough to see it. We dumb enough to fall for it. And foolish enough to uphold it. Crazy. I remember when Pineda and Dunsford had talked about they wanted to give women opportunity to be four-star generals. And the only way that they could do that is if that they were actually took command over combat troops. That means that women had to be in combat. I knew that that was the trick. That was a political tongue leading you to social destruction. What they were really talking about was they were going to draft. And as soon as they said that, I said, yo, came on Tando radio show. I even called Joe Madison's show and said, you really think that this is about equality?
Hey, that's what the article said, Dave. It said that since women are now allowed to be in combat positions, there's no reason to exclude them from the draft.
Exactly. This is the thing when you fall for sorcery and you fall for the haze of sorcery, your butt is high. And I'm not talking about the other kind. I'm talking about being sorcery high. You fall for the smoke. Yeah, go ahead, Brother Davis.
We got to understand the most important thing is that these are our sisters in their highest baby-making years. So we got to keep that in mind. I'll get back in the back room.
Exactly. It's a depopulation program. That's exactly what it is. A land without men is conquered. A land without women is barren. Ain't nobody there. That's the importance of our women. That's the importance of our women. And so many other things as well. And this whole thing of equality. This is when they give you civil rights, which means that they can give you an exaction, which means that they can give you a willful wrong, because we never read a darn thing and we don't really study anything. And we uphold and think that we have blind faith, and this always leads us to the first act of genocide. So they wanted to give this equality thing, and I knew that this was nothing more than a play to get you drafted and going to get you drafted. Why would they have to draft women? Because I knew 4 years ago that they were going to be moving into a war with China. You're going to need all hands on deck against China. And you're going to lose. And you're going to utterly lose. And you're going to lose quickly. And the overall effect of that loss will be devastating. And the rest of the world will say, down goes Satan. Yeah. But really, what they didn't realize, that the devil rose again. This is just where we are. We've been talking about it. Now that you can see it, it's very important that we now finish this out and then start talking about some of the things that's going to be coming on the horizon that you may not be able to see right now. Because your preparing is going to end relatively soon. But your overall keenness to what you're going to need is going to have to kick in. Because your ability to prepare will end. That window closes, ladies and gentlemen, at some point in some time. It's just the truth. So, I want to jump into this whole thing, and from this weekend, with this events that were happening in Cleveland. This is the initial stages of the purge and the destabilization that is going to go on here. Next, you're going to see another person do it. Next, you're going to see this group, that group do it. And it's going to grow to where, and I'm going to tell you, one of the key triggers before you got to this point was one of the key triggers was in the demise of boxing. They had boxing for so long, in different sports for so long. Then they started to wean those out, and what did they replace them with? Blood sports. This is all a part of the propaganda. And the MK Ultra psychological warfare that's being waged against us daily. See, they get you to where getting someone brutally hurt is not so repulsive anymore. It's not new anymore. Then they brought you World Star with all the girls fighting and the people fighting, knocking each other out and everything else. This was the overall engagement. This was a part of the overall propaganda. This was a part of the overall psychological program to destabilize you. The Russians told you this was going to happen in the 80s. They said that they would actually be funding a lot of this. And that's what we have now. This is why World Star Hip Hop, what did happen with World Star? It blew up. Why did it blow up? Because it showed violence in a different way and made it new again. It revolutionized it. What happened that you saw over this weekend was the next step of it all. And you're going to get all kind of gun grabbers out of this whole thing because they weren't able to move you with the events of shooting children. They weren't able to move you with shooting people in the movie theaters. They weren't able to move you with the mass shootings all over the face. Why in the world did all of that just arbitrarily start and arbitrarily stop? But I'm going to tell you something. They so ingrained us into this social media, from FedBook and everything else, that is where is a trump card for them. They know that is only going to grow.
I have a different angle, Dave, if you allow me to share.
Of course not, Scotty. Nah, come on, man. Of course.
Yeah, that was sick, man. That wasn't the first time, though. If you recall, it was about a month ago when those misguided young people Facebook Live that rape of that girl.
Yeah.
So that was the first instance of I've seen that happening. But I'm glad you brought up World Star because that's what it is, bringing World Star to Facebook, that same kind of content. And I feel like World Star, they felt like gangster rap music was fizzling out and therefore it wasn't having the effect of the programming that they wanted it to have. So here comes gangster rap in a video form. You know what I'm saying? Where people playing out the lyrics, playing out the lyrics in real life. All right. The person who founded that actually died not that long ago and he was still in his 30s and what have you. One of the things, see, I don't share those type of videos. Now, I do share when they are looking for the perpetrator of the crime, like they finally caught the young person who murdered the little 14-year-old girl in my hometown where I live. He ran to Ohio, and I guess his family talked him into turning himself in. But in turn, there was no video of that. But what I'm saying is I found it awful sick that a lot of people would share the video of him shooting that man in the head. Why would you share something like that? And then not to just put it on the people, there were outlets who still have the video posted in the articles. They're writing about it right alongside of ads. They're profiting from this. And that's sick, man. That's very, very, very sick. It's sick. I don't know of another way to describe
it. It's repulsive.
Yeah.
It's debauchery. It's debauchery. I'm with you, Scotty, because I didn't even finish the video through. I only saw it when he walked up to the elder spirit and he said to him, "Could you say the name?" I was done with it right there.
Yeah, I couldn't. I didn't even watch any of it, Dave.
I don't even know what happened after that.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of it. All I needed was the transcript. That's all I needed. They had the little steel picture, you know. And I'm not a person who has a weak stomach or anything like that.
No.
But that's not me. I don't want to see something like that. You know, it reminds me of those soldiers that I met when I was in Saudi Arabia, and they was like, well, let's go downtown, man, and watch them cut some heads off and some hands off and some stuff. I was like, why would you want to go see something like that?
I'm with you, Scotty. I was just, oh, man, Scotty. I know. I saw that too much in my former profession. I saw that too much. I know what that is. And the thing about it is that they so dramatized it in the movies and so dramatized it in everything else. When you get to see, when you actually see the real, it's a different take that you make. Now, because of that, I realized that the overall transformation is the most beautiful thing, because I've actually had people make that great transformation with me there with them. And it's just a violent thing, you know. It's not something that is necessary, and it's something that's so vile, and it's such a destructive nature. But from that comes a beautiful, beautiful transformation. I'm with you, Scotty. I wasn't that way when I was in the military, and I wasn't that way you know, as a cop in L.A., couldn't do it. That wasn't me. Taking pictures of people and to have a death book and all this other stuff, that stuff never moved
me. It's demonic,
that,
man.
That actually was repulsive.
People...
It is, because it breeds a spirit.
Yeah.
It breeds a complete... And what this thing was, and Scotty, you're absolutely right. I would say this. Let me disagree with you for a minute, and you'll... see what I mean for a minute. Hip hop did work. It's like the pepper. It reached its full fruition and couldn't gauge anymore, like you said. It brought it to the point where now they need the salt. Now they need the water so that they can boil it. And this is where Facebook and World Star was that. They were the next level. And this, ladies and gentlemen, and people who are in RDP, you remember me saying, when this thing goes awry, people are going to go from civilized to feral quickly. That was just it. That was just it. And what is this doing? It's conditioning you to act this way and it be okay. And it's all right. Because this is my major problem. This is why I say it's a psyop. Because of how it came about, somebody was assisting him in this whole thing. This is a conspiracy from the standpoint of, I believe that there's another party in it. And there's another problem that I had. How in the world couldn't cross-triangulate who he was calling, and they knew who he was calling? There's more to this, and I'm going to tell you something else. I don't know, but I'm going to tell you my rising of suspicion. If you notice the phone that he had, it wasn't like many phones that you see now. It looked like a satellite phone to me. Just to me. I'm not saying that is 100%, but it was just from my observation about this whole thing. But what does this do? What is the objective here? Here's the objective, ladies and gentlemen. Is that they're going to totally destabilize and occupy you while they bring in the war and crash the economy, and to get you on your knees so that you'll be begging them for the solutions of the crisis that they created. They don't have the means or the method to mess with everybody and totally destroy this and to be able to garner. Because if they outwardly do this, this has to be an ambush of society. This has to be an ambush of the people. And the thing about an ambush is that it baits you into something. It's a trick for you to fall into the trap. This is a trap. Who would give their badge saying where they work and all this other stuff? And the overall, I've been around a bunch of crazy people that do things like this. There was a different spirit here. It was too darn scripted. And am I saying he didn't do what he did? No, I didn't say that. But what I'm saying is that the objective behind it, here's the objective, is that they want you and they want other people to copy this, and then they want you as the general population to start to protect yourself and be ready for them to come in. We need more protection. They're going to get what they want until you refuse it. And what is it that they want? They want you on your knees. They want you to completely give up everything, all of your energy, for the promise of security. Where did this Fed book come from? Who created it? What is its objective? Damn how much fun you have with it when it's killing you and it's a poison. Do you know the best poison? Are the best tasting ones. And this is, I don't even need to go into some of the poisons that's been used that were good tasting. All I gotta say is that Fedbook is one of the poisons of your demise. And the overall objective is to lead you to where they want you to go. And they're going to get you to where you're fighting in Berkeley, you're fighting in Oakland, you're fighting in Los Angeles, you're fighting in Washington, D.C., you're fighting in Boston, you're fighting in Baltimore, you're fighting in Memphis, you're fighting here, you're fighting there. You're going to be fighting this color people, that color people. You're going to be fighting this religion. You're going to be fighting this ideology. You're going to be fighting until you can't fight no more. Now you can't leave. Once they got you, now you can't leave. And they're going to totally destabilize this by way of the economy and by way of violence. And their overall excuses be that we're too darn busy fighting a war right now. Only thing that we're going to be able to do is put in martial law, and even in that martial law, they've already taught people to riot. See, we follow their playbook to the T. We sit down and eat what they bring you to eat, filled with all the poisons. And we sit down to be hypnotized by all of their movies, their music, their sports, and every darn thing else. And we never ask the question, why? What's the end result of this? Where is this going? And you know what? What we do, classically, we keep trying to fix it until it breaks. Excuse me. We actually keep trying to fix it instead of allowing it to break. We just won't allow the system to break. We keep trying to uphold it. Let it break, people. It's never done you any good. It never will. It's a cyclical cycle of destruction that we've been following. Listen, Guy Gray, go to a commercial break. Our caller out of Atlanta, Brother Davis. I see you jump back off. Caller out of Atlanta, we're going to come to you when we come back. At some point, at some time, we just got to let this thing be broken. And don't fix it. Recreate your own. It's the only way to sovereignty. Brother Davis, hold on one sec. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. And sister, caller out of Atlanta, we're going to go to you first, then we'll go to the Davis team. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Radio.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A., and we're talking about what happened in Cleveland. We're going to talk about what's going on in, if we get to it, in this war that's about to jump off. And I firmly think that we need to have a do not resuscitate sign for civilization now. And until we're ready to not to resuscitate this thing and keep trying to fix this thing, it will continue to have the disastrous results that we've been seeing. And I firmly believe that what we saw in Cleveland, that this individual was actually, there was much more to it. One, he was on the wrong side of the vehicle at different times. He was in the passenger side while the car was moving. He was on the passenger side. There's so much more to this is going on. And you know what? Even if we're wrong, it's still just an example of why we need to let this whole system expire. Do not resuscitate. So we got a couple of callers that are in queue. Let's go to those callers. We got a caller out of 404 area code. Code 404, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, Brother Dave. Hey, Brother Scotty. It's Jada from Atlanta.
Hey, Jada. What's going on, sister?
Good. I'm listening to your show. And my husband had called me and told me about it. And I'm like, that is about what happened. And I'm like, first of all, it is demonic, like Brother Scotty did. But it's more deeper than that, too. Because a few days ago, I was looking up, you know, about food, you know, of course, GMO foods and all this stuff. I had stumbled across this YouTube where the Planned Parenthood, what they do is they sell unborn babies to these corporations, and they use it in their products and to enhance the flavor, whether it's Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Gatorade, cheese puffs. And I'm like, whoa, wait, hold up. Wait a minute. What do you mean that they put in human cells in our food? And the reason why they're doing that is because they're setting the stage for cannibalism.
Right. That's exactly
that
it. The taste of cannibalism. Yes.
Come on top. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, these people are straight from the pit. So if they could do that, so there's a lot of food. My kids are like, I was like, nah, we're not eating, point blank, period. I don't care if it's Frito-Lay or Lay's. Don't even touch the stuff. Okay. So people can shop, like my refrigerator, it looks like a farm, okay? It looks like nothing but green stuff all in it, a few green peppers and tomatoes. And my kids are like, now they come home from school and they're like, Mom, I want a snack. Go grab a banana. Go grab an apple.
I know where I'm coming. You know? I know where I'm coming to eat when the collapse happened.
I know, that's right. And they're looking at me like, no, because it's funny, because my daughter came to me early and she's like, no chips. I was like, we got bananas. We got apples, we got pears. And she was like, wait a minute, Mama's switching up the whole game. I said, now if I really, you know, showed you what was really going on behind the scenes, you'd be like, okay, Ma, where's the fruit? Seriously. Because people are preparing an apocalypse that no person has ever seen before. It's going to be unreal. So people better prepare their minds, and they better speak to their children and teach them how to be obedient and listen. When, you know, when to do something and when not to do something, and don't eat here and don't eat there. I was raised anyway that I just didn't eat at anybody's house anyway. That's how old school was. you know, we just, if we were hungry, right, my mother, I would either would always bring something and or we would wait till we got home. That's just how it was. I don't care if your stomach was sitting on the floor. You know, so this is lines up with that man. Besides the frequencies that are coming from these towers and the demonic, these people praying up, I mean, it's unreal. I mean, sometimes you could feel the energy that it's so off that in Atlanta, it's crazy. You know, a lot of times.
And it's going to be more blatant, Jada. You're absolutely right. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. One day I was walking, so this guy says, well, just walks up to me and was like, hey, you look like this, that, and a third. And so I just say, you know what? I said, to God be the glory. And it kind of shook him a little bit. It was weird because he actually shook his head like he didn't expect me to respond in a this way. Mm-hmm. I said, God bless you. And then he looked at mm-hmm. me and walked mm-hmm. off. These people are demonically influenced on a whole nother level. I mean, people got to really be at one with the great creator, because if they aren't, woe unto you. I'm just saying. Because I've seen it, Brother Dave. It is on a... even with me, I teach my kids just be quiet. And I, you know, you don't just go up to anybody and speak to them unless, you know, I tell you to or something like that. But it's Atlanta. I mean, whew, that's all I can say. I'm just saying.
It's everywhere. Oh, yeah, you know, Jada, it's everywhere. It's becoming the it's becoming more and more popular, more and more accepted. It's being actually propagandized and put in front of you more and more and more and more, so that what they do is they have a layering process. By the time they get to a certain layer, most people don't even realize that they fully unfell into the whole ritual of everything. So many rituals of destruction that we follow. And you're absolutely right with the overall human consumption that's going on. And this is, you know, come on, think about it. Planned Parenthood, and they actually are actually engaging in the unnatural destroying and the murdering of people, and we fall for it. We all fell for it. You know, when I was growing up, I fell for it too. I thought that you know this person was trustworthy because they were a doctor, and because this was the hospital, and this was this, and this. I fell for it because we were taught and groomed that way. That's the thing about schools, is they got to get our young people in there early so they can indoctrinate them to the demise of enslavement and subjugation, and it just grows from there. You're absolutely right, and it's only going to be more apparent and grow even more. But here's the beautiful thing. There are many that refuse to participate.
That's right.
And that energy that they resonate with has to be much higher than those that are resonating in that low frequency of destruction. And that's what I love about you. That's what I love about the VP. That's what I love about our listeners here. That's what I love about Black Talk Radio Network. That's what I love about Tando. In all of our different ways of life, we all are resonating in a likeness in spite of our differences in experiences in life. We realize that we are not of this cloth. We are not of this elk. We do not wear this cloaking device of destruction. And that's such a beautiful thing. And we have to strengthen ourselves for the appropriate time so that our overall frequency will be able to penetrate even more effectively, because it's so strong now. And it's so important, and you're so true. I can't wait to get to Atlanta to actually hang out with the VP and you guys and everything else, because we're going to definitely need each other. So
yes,
I'm looking forward
to it.
Sister, we got a couple of more callers. Let me grab them.
Yeah, go ahead.
But
go
if you
want
to jump in. No, hold on. If you want to jump in after that, definitely do that. So let's go. Roz, hold on. We got Brother or Sister Davis that wanted to chime in. Then we're going to go right to you, Roz, in the last, especially since you came on early. You like to come on. You'd like 5 minutes early, Roz. I don't know what's up. Hopefully everything is okay. So let's go to Brother Davis or Sister Davis. I think it's Sister Davis is there. Sister Davis or Brother Davis, you there? They may have left their phone off.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Sister Davis. What's going on? Yes.
It's funny, probably Sister Jada and I both were chiming in at the same time because we were on the same wavelength. Yeah, the sister is absolutely correct. I'm telling you, it's the frequencies. It is absolutely, positively the frequencies. I think they just stick something in the frequency channel, and they just sit back and wait and see who does what. It's because there's no other way. There is absolutely no other way that all these people are going crazy like that. Now, one thing I do want to say...
Sis Davis, you remember what you said 2 weeks ago about it being in retrograde? And retrograde is a very destructive time. And this is why we're having this war, and this is why this is that energy. Retrograde is a poison. It's a poison. That's why different things that move in a retrograde, they are poisons. So go ahead, Sis Davis. I just wanted to remember what you said.
You can research, if you go back, you can see different wars that were started on retrogrades. You know what I mean? That's all in the Google. You can kind of Google that. World War One, World War Two, the 9/11, different things were all in retrograde time frames. You don't see it coming in, but afterward, when they do the research, you could see that was a retrograde time. And that has a lot to do with frequency. But I think this, like that movie, what's it called, The Kingsman, I'm going to tell you, when I saw that the first time, I was so shook up. I mean, I just couldn't even believe it. Because the brother used, and it was Samuel Jackson, because, you know, he's awesome. Whenever he's in something, you know it's going to be crazy. And he created this microchip that was in everybody's phone that was free, so that you could have unlimited, like, phone calls, unlimited Wi-Fi. And, of course, everybody went for it. Well, that frequency through that little microchip is what drove everybody crazy. And then he did this little pilot program just to see if it worked, and he targeted this one church. And it was like a little white church. And, I mean, these people beat each other down with their fists. It was so violent. And I'm not the kind of person that can really watch it like that. I mean, I'm up all underneath my shirt, you know what I mean? Because they were just tearing each other apart, knocking them over the church pews. I mean, it was just phenomenal, the destruction. They tore the church in pieces. And he did it by his frequency through this little microchip. And then at the end, you know, he was trying to do it worldwide. And, you know, I'm not going to tell the whole... Everybody needs to see it. Dave, even you, the TV. I know you don't like to watch movies, but you got to watch it. And then what made it so bad, Samuel Jackson, he's the type of person, his personality, his own personality on the movie, he could not stand the sight of blood. If he saw blood, like somebody cut themselves, he would just throw up like puke. And, you know, and so that is so ironic that this man who created so much destruction couldn't even see blood. But that's exactly what these powers that be are. They are so demonic. That movie is so on point. And at the end, everything almost just implodes. But it's just, I'm telling you, it's the frequencies. Because now, even when I go back to listen to the good frequencies, if I don't listen to it every day or every couple of days, it kind of messes with my mind. The good stuff. That's why Brother Bragg, right now on Facebook, he got 30 old school songs. You know what I mean? He's in a little old school mood where he goes back and listens to the old school music. He is after that frequency that the old school music brings. You know, we search for that every so often. Well, you know, because most of the songs that we listen to here in the truck, I had 600 old school songs on a USB drive, you know what I'm saying? Because I can't listen to this stuff that's new. I can't do it. It goes to my brain and it gives me a headache. I try not to act like I can't be new school, but I just can't deal with it. But believe me, it's a frequency, and they turn it up just like the guy. Let me see. I was going to say that. Remember when the kids coming out, there was a situation with the buses. There was a big riot. I think it was either in Chicago or Detroit. There was a big, huge riot in Baltimore. My husband's telling me Baltimore. And they did something, and all the kids didn't know what buses to get on. That the frequency changed. All the kids there. That was a frequency. It was the
Freddie
same
Gray,
thing.
When Freddie Gray got killed.
Well, Freddie Gray, yep. And then the they just turned that frequency up. I don't think the powers that be really know what exactly is going to happen. So they turn it up and they just sit back and say, let's see. And then they say, okay, well, that's what they did on this occasion. Let's try to get over here. Let's try to hear when this moon is full. Let's try it again when it's in retrograde. Let's do spring, summer, and fall. And I'm telling you, I am on point with it. I know I'm on point. It's the frequency. And if we don't if we don't get it together to be able to tone, and even in that movie, what was that movie? The new one, the Get Out movie. He was hypnotized by what he was hearing. You know, she was stirring a little spoon in the cup, and that frequency of that sound stirring is what hypnotized him. And the only way he ended up surviving at the end of the movie was he put cotton in his ear. And that's what we're gonna have to start doing: putting cotton in our ears, changing, you know, closing our eye gates, closing our ear gates, because that's where the stuff is coming in. And when it comes in your ears and in your eyes simultaneously, we almost implode completely, you know. And believe me, that has a lot to do with it, is the frequency. And the food is bringing it, you know, the meat and all the food that's destructive, it's bringing our frequencies down, and, you know, our own frequencies, so that we absorb it. And it's a mind control. It truly is a mind. Just like the white guy who killed the people in the church. Afterward, he was like, I don't even know what I did. The one who, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And the one guy who did the one mall shooting with the orange hair, he was looking crazy afterward. When he said he did not know what happened, I believed him.
He wasn't lying. Right. He was like, exactly.
Yeah, he
exactly,
lying,
Sister Davis.
He did not know.
He wasn't lying.
They're going to kill him.
No,
yeah,
he wasn't lying.
Lying. That was the only
he was
truth.
Used.
That was the only truthful thing he did. He did not know what happened.
Mandra-
That's what they're doing. They're picking all kind of age.
Yeah, he was a Manchurian candidate. And this last dude was too.
Yes.
Hold on, Sister Davis. We got Roz. We got to get ready to get out of here. Let me get Roz in. And before we get Roz in, real quick, everyone, we definitely need to watch what's going on in North Korea. And I'm going to talk to you about that tomorrow, because this thing is unfolding. The retrograde that we've been talking about and the frequencies are definitely going to be turned up in a very low frequency of destruction. So let's go to Roz. My man, Roz. Go ahead, brother.
Steve, what's good? How you doing?
What's up, bro? How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. It's good to hear you back on the air. Yeah, great show. I wanted to first piggyback off of Sister Davis in regards to retrograde. Yes, retrograde is a time, even on a personal level, where your communication can be very misconstrued, and it can cause major, sometimes catastrophic arguments between family. So it makes sense that these wars are taking place in that time, because the people wouldn't understand what's transpiring because of retrograde, and even the people orchestrating it will put themselves in situations where they'll be misunderstood, which can trigger these wars as well. So everything she said about that is completely accurate. The frequencies is completely accurate.
Let me just make the point, what you just said, real quick, because there was an article that came out of one of the Chinese, I forgot where it was. It came out, and they said that it was a Reuters one that came out of South Korea, and they said that the North Koreans had just tested a ballistic missile when they didn't. It almost started the war. And you see, that's what Roz is talking. It's all part of the plan, and that's what they do, because they said it was a communication problem. They were saying that it was going to happen this weekend, but they said it had. But go ahead, Roz, just to make your point, because you're absolutely right.
Yeah, because a lot of people aren't paying attention to the fact that these people are doing things based on the position of heavenly bodies. Because what's happening is, because of the transition into the new age, basically humans are going to go through a spiritual upgrade, and that upgrade is going to take us to higher levels of spiritual expression. And I'm speaking specifically about black people, because we are the highest melanated people. We are the actual human being. Everyone else is a regression off of our actual humanity here. And what they're doing is they're also plotting on blocking out the rays of the sun in order to stop the upgrade. They've even found, like with children, that when they're in their parents' womb, when their parents are using computers and things like that, they are downloading that information from the light that's coming from the computer. these kids, that's why they're born, and by the time they're born, they're 3-4 years old, and they can take your cell phone and program it while you got to go look in the manual to figure it out, and they just automatically know how to do it. It's because they're downloading that those frequencies directly through the light rays
yep.
that are coming through their parents into the womb. It is serious, and we've been studying this for a bit. So
and those
ultrasounds. Yes. You're absolutely
ahead,
correct.
Ryan.
And the other part, too, is the what you were talking about with the Cleveland situation is really like it's psychosocial conditioning towards gladiator-style entertainment all over again. And I'll break it down like
right.
this. Back in the days, they had the gladiator arena where they would bring the people into the arena and confine their energy to make them watch people kill each other and enjoy it. And then they came up with the TV. So you could stay at home now, and then they contain your psychology in that box, and then they put these images in front of you to make you celebrate death. Now they've upgraded it. It went first to hip-hop, where you had, like, you know, regular hip-hop that was positive. Then it became gangster rap, which was very negative and infusing, you know, negativity across the spectrum, which is what Scotty and a lot of us are trying to end now. And then they upgraded it now to technology like the internet, World Star, and exactly. So all of these things are basically new means of upgrading the old system of supremacy, where these sorts of entertainment are being just made convenient for you to get access to. And also, I just find it telling that I think it was Jade, the sister in Atlanta, she talked about the whole cannibalism thing, because that is absolutely correct. And if you those might not know it, but The Walking Dead is filmed in Atlanta. The Walking Dead is filmed in Atlanta, and there's a guy, Dave. I posted his video on BTR. His name is Albert Finkelstein. He's a Jewish rabbi who basically gets into all the stuff that we're seeing unfold today, including the cannibalism aspect and including the fact that they're putting these human body parts in food to enhance the flavor. And it's the most telling video I've ever heard, where this man is actually just spelling it all out in plain English. And he basically says, we've been telling you the truth all along, but you refuse to believe us. And that's literally, and he says it throughout the entire thing. He insults non-white people, black people specifically. He insults you throughout the video, but he's so blatant with it because they've been getting away with it for so long. I'm gonna see if I can send it to you directly, but
yeah,
I think
send it to me,
right?
We're gonna play that.
I think it's something you might want to. Yeah, I think you want to play it because people need to hear what he's talking about. It's incredible. Last thing I wanted to touch on.
Wait, Roz, real quick. We're gonna go to Scotty because he got something. Wait, Roz, that's why Atlanta has that feeling, because they brought that whole demonic energy to that, and a lot of people. That energy resonates there, and it stays there, and it hovers there. It's just like, it's like the chemtrails, and it's like the cloud cover. Until it's blown away or disinfected by the sun, the S-U-N, and everything else, and you being the sun of you, that power of you, disinfected, it will stay there and hover there like a unmovable. This is another reason they put the overall radioactive isotopes, because that enhances it as well. Man, it's from Fukushima.
Yeah, correct.
So important. But go ahead, Roz. Then Scotty got a point he wanted to make about.
No problem. The last thing I just wanted to touch on, a very, very brief quote. I'm just going to read it quickly. It says, I have traveled across the length and breadth of Africa, and I have not seen one person who is a beggar, who is a thief. Such wealth I have seen in this country. Such high moral values, people of such caliber that I do not think we could ever conquer this country unless we break the very backbone of this nation, which is her spiritual and cultural heritage. And therefore, I propose that we replace her old and ancient education system, her culture. For if the Africans think that all that is foreign in English is good and greater than their own, they will lose their self-esteem. I say black self-respect. Their native culture, and they will become what we want them, a truly dominated nation. This was written by Lord Macaulay in his address to the British Parliament on February 2nd, 1835. Just something for everyone to think about. Thank you so much.
Exactly. This is why I say we got to let this system break. Don't resuscitate. Allow it to go through its overall process of its transformation. It needs to expire. So true. Scotty wanted to make a point. Go ahead, Scotty. Well said, Rod. Scotty?
Yeah, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah, got you, Scotty. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, it was something else that the shooter, the murderer up there in Cleveland, which I think he on his way to Philadelphia or Harrisburg, from what the last report said, where they pinged his cell phone. But he said that I have shamed my fraternity. He didn't say I've shamed my family. He did not say I shame my community. He did not say I shame myself. He said I shame my fraternity, a Greek fraternity. It's something to that. I just wanted to put that out
there. Yeah, it sure is. Man, Scotty, I forgot to mention that because I said I picked up on that as well. This is what we live in. We live in fraternal orders of rituals of degradation, demonic cultural development. And this is what everything that we've been taught has been pretty much a lie. Because that's what comes from the schools. These fraternal things and everything else, they are based in demonic cultural rituals. And it is all about the overall frequencies, malevolent frequencies of destruction. So, my man, Brother Bragg, if you would, we got to get ready to get out of here. I just want to say I love you all so much. Brother Bragg is there. He's going to end us out on the show. Brother Braggs, go ahead.
All righty. Peace, peace. You want a second here?
My brother, Brother Bragg.
I'm breaking things. It's a crystal in the blow today, so it sounds a little different.
Much love, y'all. Much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And remember, before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We'll talk to you soon. Peace. Brother Brad, give me a call when you get a chance. Peace. Much love. Much respect.